So Walker can go back to redacted.
I haven't even redacted yet.
Oh wow. Have you redacted?
I don't. We're going in for the redact.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. No BS today. We've got Walker in an undisclosed location. Mike, how's it going today?
It's going all right. It would have been better if the Dodgers were losing 2-0 instead of winning 2-0.
I know.
I don't know who the hell this pitcher is, but he's not good.
Trey the Savage?
Yeah.
Yesavage.
Yeah.
He's definitely not Savage. He needs to be more Savage, I guess.
He was against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Was he? He needs.
Yeah, he had like 10 strikeouts or something crazy.
Yeah, he needs to get back to that form. But other than that, it's all good. How about yourself, Jeff?
Doing all right. Yesavage, or however you say it. He started the season in A-ball. So it's kind of it's kind of a crazy story. So but I was watching the game, and then it was the hit that scored the first run. I was like, well, Dodgers in four. All right, I've seen it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all over.
Yep.
Walker, how you doing?
It's all over, folks. Dodgers in three. Unfortunately, it's over before it began. It's never been more over, folks. The Dodgers are going to win every World Series until the world ends.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, what?
The Lions don't even play this week. So, like, what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point of existing? Walker's just gonna fast forward till next week.
Yeah.
All right. A guy who wishes he could fast forward till next week, Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Poor guy. He got the crap kicked out of him. Vikings lose 37-10 against the Chargers. I've never felt worse for a player than Carson Wentz after he got slammed into the turf and then was almost crying on the bench because dude is like,
yeah, my shoulder's killing me, and I also just landed on it for the 7th time today.
Yeah, and this team is like terrible. It's just awful. But you can't be playing an injured quarterback. Looks at JJ McCarthy.
Right. Yeah, it's wild that, I mean, I know that most of Carson Wentz's injury happened last night, but he was still hurt coming into the game. Like, he was questionable at one point this week. So, like, he can go out there when he's banged up, but McCarthy can't.
He came in with one of the bigger shoulder braces I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And JJ McCarthy's my ankle hurts. I can't play.
I would guess it's probably not JJ McCarthy that's saying that, but
yeah,
it's probably Kevin O'Connell who's saying that.
My guess is they're really giving him a lot of leash to try to get back to his offensive player of the week form, we'll just say, in practice, for them to see something. So so let's get into the questions for this one, because this one was a disaster from the word go. Chargers were up 21-3 at halftime and didn't get any closer than that. So Walker, you wanted to know if TJ Hockenson was going to put up double digit points.
It did not even get halfway there, folks. A 2 for 26 on 3 targets. That's not going to get it done.
Nope. The sole touchdown in this game was Jordan Addison. Justin Jefferson had some yards, 7 for 74. Like, that's not what you drafted him for. Aaron Jones, 5 for 15. Jordan Mason, 4 for 3. Is this team just what do we do with our Vikings? Like,
I think you start the receivers and that's it.
Addison and Jefferson, and that's call it a day for the other guys.
Yeah, the running backs, somebody's got to prove something to me before I can start one of those two guys.
Okay, Mike, what are your takes on who we can start going forward for the Minnesota Vikings?
You definitely can start the receivers. They both seem like they're getting some good shares, even with Addison. And it's only 4 targets with 3 receptions for 26 yards. He did score a touchdown, so you like to see those kind of situations where mm-hmm. both receivers are getting attention regardless of only scoring 10 points. So I'm fine with the receivers. Outside of that, good luck.
Yeah, good luck is the best way to put it. On the other side, Chargers dominated. They only threw the ball 25 times, but Justin Herbert threw 3 touchdowns. One to Ladd, one to Arondé Gadsden, and one to Trey Harris. Remember Trey Harris?
Oh, yeah.
He's back, baby. Yeah. Gadsden, my question was, are we going to see more Arondé Gadsden this week after his breakout the week before? Yeah. He was second on the team in targets, tied with Keenan Allen with 5. 5 for 77 and a touchdown. So he's becoming a weekly starter, I think. But I think the real story here is, let's see, 10 targets to Ladd, 5 to Gadsden, 5 to Allen, 2 to Kamani Vidal, 2 to Trey Harris, and none for Quentin Johnston. we benching, we cutting, what are we doing with QJ?
I don't think you can cut him at this point because we've seen that he has the potential for huge games. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I you can't reliably start him every week. He's a matchup merchant.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
It's not looking good, that's for sure. Even if you look back to last week where Justin Herbert threw the ball 55 times against the Colts, Quentin Johnston only got 2 receptions. He did score a touchdown, but 2 receptions when a guy throws 55 times and you're, you know, could be easily the number one or number two wide receiver on this team. You gotta wonder what's really happening here. Is he just going to be a deep ball threat, and you know, so you're going to be living in some boom or bust weeks, or mm-hmm. is he just really just faded?
I think you can like start him next week.
Faded like soul decision, folks.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay, I got there. All right. Last 3 games: 10 targets, 6 catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Next week, it's the Tennessee Titans, folks.
Yeah. So play everybody.
Yeah, yep, let's see let's see what the week 9 buys are. Oh my god, somehow there's 30 teams on buy next week. Browns, Jets, Eagles, Buccaneers. This is an AI overview, so it's probably like Niners, Vikings, Chargers.
Vikings who already had their buy.
Yeah, exactly. That would be if ChatGPT made the NFL schedule.
Yeah, it's Vikings like and only 13 games.
Yeah, it says here the Texans have 6 buys. That can't be right. All right. Kamani Vidal is the man in this running back room. You can get like rid of Ahsan Askins, who I think he was inactive for this game.
He's actually injured right now, so I'll give him a break on that a little bit. But he's also bad, and Jarrett Patterson and Naheem Hines did exactly the same nothing that he does, so I don't see any reason why they're going to force him back.
Walker, you're on the NFL player name beat. Do you know why he went back to Hines? Because he was Hines Allen in the preseason. Now he's back to Hines?
Yeah, I'd have no idea. All I saw was that he's back to regular Hines. So No. That was Josh Hines Allen.
Yeah, it was just like Josh Hines Allen. He was. That's why I went, hold on. He was Naheem Hines something. Hines.
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah. He's
Miller Hines.
Yeah, he's not doing that anymore, apparently.
Naheem Miller Hines Austin. There we go. All right. Keenan Allen, Rad Ladd, you can start him every week. All right, let's go on to Sunday's games. You both have the unfortunate distinction of being sorted by my an ESPN account, which puts the 49ers at the top of their schedule. So we're starting with the 49ers and Texans, baby. Niners are 5-2. They travel to Houston, take on the 2-4 Texans. Houston somehow, getting to Mike's question, somehow 1.5-point favorites in this one, 42.5-point over under. Brock Purdy is out, as is Ricky Pearsall, Jake Brendel, Yetur Gross-Matos, and Bryce Huff. Spencer Buford, Luke Gifford, and Diamondor Lenore are questionable. For the Texans, no Nico Collins nor Christian Kirk. Elijah Huzzy is also out. Danico Autry and Jalen Smith are questionable. I think I saw somebody do an Elijah Huzzy on a and one mixtape video one time, folks. All right. So my question is, last week, George Kittle returned. But my question is, I'm sorry, this shouldn't say viable. Does George Kittle need to block too much for Christian McCaffrey to be a consistent starter? What do we think? I have some stats for you folks. Last week, George Kittle returned and Christian McCaffrey became NFC Offensive Player of the Week, joining luminaries such as J.J. McCarthy. But George Kittle finished with 2 targets and 0 catches. With the 49ers offensive line vastly depleted, George Kittle was asked to block quite a bit last week. And this has been an issue for George Kittle in the past. Given the state of the 49ers offensive line, do we think that George Kittle is going to be asked to block far too much for him to be a consistent starter? Before you answer, I want to let you know George Kittle had an 81% route share last week and was at 70% last year.
Yeah, I mean, I personally not all that worried about it.
No, I'm trying to get my questions from like what I'm seeing in the Discord, and one of them was, is George Kittle blocking too much? And it's like, well, no. that's not the problem. They just ran a ton last week. They ran the ball down the Falcons' throat.
So
are you both going back to George Kittle this week?
Let me consult my rankings real quick here.
Okay. Well, Walker consults their rankings. I just want to let you know, the Texans are a bottom 5 defense in terms of allowing fantasy points to tight ends, but the best one they've played this year is Mark Andrews. Like, the other guys are Chig, Kate Otten, Elijah Arroyo. Like, those are literally the 3 best player tight ends other than Mark Andrews that they've played. So, Walker, did you get your ranks up?
Yeah. Got him at 12 for this
12? Week. 12? Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, so Kittle...
just barely
Kittle,
a starter.
Kittle or Fannin, fellas?
Fannin.
And in.
Kittle or Kraft?
Kraft.
Kraft, yeah.
Kittle or Goddard?
Goddard.
Kittle or Mason Taylor?
Kittle.
Taylor.
All right. We going back to Kendrick Bourne this week. Back-to-back 142-yard games on the dot. Didn't do much last week, but again, it was a Christian McCaffrey running game. No Ricky Pearsall. Juwan Jennings is out there with 75 broken ribs, 3 sprained ankles, and 2 broken wrists. And a partridge in a pear tree.
That's right.
And a Pearsall in a pear tree.
Whoa.
No, and a partridge in a Pearsall tree. Damn it. It was right there.
Oh.
All right, so are we going back to Kendrick Bourne this week?
I think it's you can, but Houston is a really tough matchup with the corners. I would expect probably not 142 yards. I think you'd be happy with 70.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, who else is going to catch the ball, right? Like, so... It just depends on how much you're going to run the ball. If they're going to run like they did against Atlanta, then you're going to want to temper expectations. But so I agree with Walker, 70 to 80 yards this week.
Cool. Sounds good. I would not start Juwan Jennings, just too banged up. Don't start Mac Jones. And I think that's it for the Niners. So, Mike, let's go to the other side. You wanted to talk. You had 2 questions. Well, let's talk about both of them. The first one first.
First one first. Is Woody Marks startable this week?
He is a flex option.
Let me tell you about my barf league, where he is in my super flex spot this week, because I'm down bad, folks. Down bad.
That's
down
good.
Bad. I drafted JJ McCarthy in that league.
I don't have a quarterback in lateral league this week, and you're supposed to start 2.
Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I would say, so you see that Woody Marks, like when the Texans are up big, he doesn't really play much because they're having Nick Chubb run the ball. In other situations, he does play quite a bit. I think this falls in the other situations bucket. So
yeah,
I would say that,
game.
Yeah, I would say I agree that he's a flex option.
I have him at running back 26.
Okay. All right.
Mike, do you think that's too high or too low? Or just right?
I think that's pretty right. If I would guess, I'd say like 26 to 30, which would be like where I would have him if I were to do rankings. Yeah.
We love that. We love to hear it, folks.
We love to hear it. All right. So with no Nico Collins, no Christian Kirk, is there any value to be had in this wide receiver room?
Yeah, Jalen Noel, and here's why. I'm just kidding, actually.
I was going to say, I'm interested in this. Why the fuck is that?
I don't think you should be interested. I mean, the Niners defense played pretty well last week, and this offensive line can't block at all. They don't have healthy receivers. The only pass catcher I think you can play is Dalton Schultz.
And I think Dalton Schultz is going to absolutely feast this week. It's Dalton Schultz season.
Yeah. See, he's going to get like a dozen targets probably.
Yep. So would you say 10 targets, 15 targets?
That's possible. You know, you're hearing it more and more.
Yeah. All right. Don't start CJ Stroud. Don't start Nick Chubb? Question mark.
No,
don't start Nick Chubb even less than Woody Marks.
Right.
Oh, wow. Nick Chubb, colon, washed, question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. He's washed, folks.
Washed. All right, so Mike's second question is, how the fuck is Houston favored in this game? Which I'm going to say, Walker, you're picking the Texans?
Yeah. Defense. That's the only reason.
Have you heard of a little guy named Tatum Bethune? The Niners also have defense, bucko.
I mean, they have a defense. That is true.
That's correct. Little Kalia Davis.
No, I'm not sure that's a real person.
That's a real person. Mm. He broke his hand on Thursday Night Football. And I guess he's back. He's off the injury report and didn't go on IR.
Of course he is.
Well, I mean, he's a lineman. They can just club it up.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's ridiculous or anything. I just think it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's classic football player shit to do.
Oh, yeah, dude. Get that club on. Let's go.
I think this is going to be an under. Like, I think it's going to be, I'll say, Houston 20-17.
Wrong. Niners 20-17.
You know, and it certainly could be.
On a last second, Eddie Pinheiro field goal. Oh, my God. No more Jake Moody. We did it, everybody.
Jake Moody, who's actually been decent with the Bears. I know. Somehow.
I know. It's absolute bullshit. I hate it so much. All right. So Walker's got Houston. Mike and I have the Niners. Let's go on to the next game. Miami at Atlanta. Miami 1-6. Atlanta 3-3. Atlanta 8.5-point home favorites. 44.5 over under. Julian Hill is out for the Dolphins. And Jason Marshall Jr. is questionable. For the Falcons, Storm Norton, Jalen Walker, Divine Diablo, Billy Bowman are all out. Michael Penix, Tyler Algier, Zach Harrison, and Jordan Fuller are all questionable. Walker, you have a proposal for us about the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, in the absence of Darren Waller now, is this a Devon Achan, Jalen Waddle free space team?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah, well, quarterback is non-existent. There's only one wide receiver now.
More like Hua, am I right?
Hua. Yeah, so A-chain Waddle, that makes sense. Yeah, free space.
Cool. All right. I'm trying to make something with his last name, but I can't get there. It's fine.
We don't need to do it. Everybody's done it. It's fine.
Check this out. Pua Tagovailoa. All right. Miami Dolphins, free space team. All right. And they're going to do something stupid like Malik Washington, 8-for-82 and a touchdown. And we're going to be like, come on.
Ollie Gordon, 16 fantasy points.
All right, Mike, let's talk about the other side. The Atlanta Falcons coming off their embarrassing performance on Sunday Night Football. 49ers making them look like a college football team.
Oggy doo doo. Drake London, top 10?
Yes.
Absolutely. Last week they went away from Drake London. They were giving the ball to Darnell Mooney more, and they lost. They scored 10 points. It didn't work. When they're successful, it's when Drake London has like a 30% target share.
Yeah, you got to get him like 10 targets.
Yeah.
Not 15, also, but 10.
But 10. Also, I think huge week for Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, because this is going to be a game where the Miami's getting their butts kicked. Sorry to use such foul language. And there's going to be a lot of rushing to be had. And the Dolphins are like the third worst rushing team, rushing defense in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I have, I even have Michael Penix in the you can consider it section. Like, he's running, or excuse me, I did a Jeff, sorry.
Yes!
Quarterback 16 on the week. But yeah, I mean, I have Bijan's RB2, Drake London RB, or wide receiver 7. I can't quit doing it.
You caught the curse.
I know. Tyler Allgeier, running back 30.
Right. That's right. Tyler Allgeier, tight end 30. You heard it here first from Walker.
Didn't say that. No.
Yeah,
you might be able to infiltrate me, but you cannot fool me.
What were you going to say, Mike?
Darnell Mooney, does he exist anymore, or is he? I know he was hurt for 2 weeks, but
he exists, but I'm not playing him.
Yeah, he exists. Let's see, 3 for 68 last week, and that was his best game of the season, by far. I don't think he exists, folks. Darnell Mooney, fake player. Darnell Mooney, ChatGPT hallucination.
Jesus.
All right, we all got the Falcons winning this one. Let's talk about Walker's very, very, very correct poop from a butt of the week. Folks,
yes,
the Jets.
Nasty one.
Jets 0-7 travel to Cincinnati, take on the 3-4 Bengals. Cincinnati 6.5-point favorites, 44.5-point over under. Kenane Nwangwu, Garrett Wilson, Stone Smart, Jay Tufele, Cam Jones, Sauce Gardner are all out for the Jets. So if you kept track there, that's their two best players won't be playing. Is that bad? Tyrod Taylor, Breece Hall, Josh Reynolds, Mason Taylor, and Quincy Wilson are all questionable. For the Bengals, Matt Lee and Cameron Sample, as well as Marco Wilson. Wait, they have two samples?
Yes.
That's incredible. That's incredible. They are all doubtful. Trey Hendrickson, Cedric Johnson are all questionable. Walker, you wanted to know about Tyrod, the new quarterback for the Jets. What's going to go on there?
Yes, will a rising Tyrod lift all Jets?
I know how hard I tried to figure out a like steel beams thing there, but I could not get there. Will it? Will he? I mean, I think there's going to be a lot more dump offs to Breece Hall because he did run 8 times in his start earlier this year, and he was pretty effective. I think it was 8 for 48. It was either 8 for 48 or 6 for 48. One
pretty
of the
good.
Two. I couldn't remember if it was 6 carries for 8 yards a carry or 8 carries for 6 yards a carry. Either way, a lot more dump offs to Breece Hall. I think that there's going to be targets to Mason Taylor finally. But my other question is like, what's the other Jet that's being lifted up? Josh Reynolds?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like Josh Reynolds has a very particular set of skills, like taken
it, get it's it, and it's a blocking and getting third downs. That's pretty much the whole thing.
That's correct. Also, Alejandro Kirk just had the funniest run back to first I've ever seen in my life. He's a little chunky guy. I think that he will lift Jets because Justin Fields, he's not good. He has like Kyler Murray syndrome, but worse. Like, he's not good, and when he scores fantasy points, he doesn't get them for other people. It's just because he's running.
Right.
So with Tyrod actually throwing the ball, yeah, I think it will. I think it will lift the Jets somewhat. But the question is like, who are the Jets? And the game is tied, folks. Varsho just hit a 2-run home run.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. MLB Varsho, folks. but yeah, are we going back to Mason Taylor this week for, am I going to get, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, can't get fooled again, fool me thrice with Mason Taylor?
I think you can fool me thrice with Mason Taylor. Wait, what happened?
Yeah. What was that?
Somebody joined her.
T-Will.
And they're gone.
Out of here. Bang.
That's staying in. It's going to be featuring T-Will, who accidentally came into the chat. Featuring T-Will.
Shout out to T-Will.
Shout out T-Will. All right.
Yeah, All right. You can fool me thrice on Mason Taylor. And in fact, you didn't fool me either the other times. But now, the third time, now I'm in.
This is like me drafting Kyle Pitts last year. I'm like, nah, no Kyle Pitts, no Kyle. Ooh, but maybe Kyle Pitts.
Maybe, yeah. See, then this is the problem, is that now he's going to be, Mason Taylor's going to be bad again this week, and everyone's going to dump him, and then next week he's going to be good.
God, I hate this stupid game. All righty. Let's talk about the other side. Let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals behind elder millennial hero Joseph Robinette Flacco. My question is about Chase Brown, who had himself a huge game last week, 13 touches for 100 yards last week. He had more than 100 yards rushing, but he was kind enough to give exactly enough back in the receiving game to give it exactly 100 yards. I think it was 108 rushing and negative 8 receiving. His season-long average is 51 yards per game on 15.6 touches. So I'm going to give you some stats about the Jets' run defense, which is actually pretty good. So we've got against carries, they allow the 12th lowest yards per rush. They're 17th in 10-plus yard runs, so in the middle. They boast the 6th highest stuff rate, allow the 10th lowest rushing yards over expectation per attempt. They're in the middle in EPA per rush, and they allow the 10th lowest yards before contact and the 13th lowest yards after contact. Are we in trouble if we try to go back to Chase Young or Chase Brown this week? Chase Young will not get any rushing yards, but what about Chase Brown?
I think he will get some rushing yards. In a thin week, I think it's tough to justify getting away from him. But I don't expect that he's going to be super efficient. I have him at running back 21.
Okay. Mike, what do you think? Are we in trouble if we go back to Chase Brown this week?
I you know, when the guy carries like 10 times a game, I mean, it's not really all that great. So I think, unless you're... The only spot that I would say I'm cool with is probably Flex.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like he is kind of down in that range. Chase Brown or DeAndre Swift at Baltimore. I'm realizing what that matchup is, so forget that. It's DeAndre Swift. Am I correct?
Yes.
I was just looking at guys near him in the ranks. I'm like, oh, Baltimore, never mind. Chase Brown or Alvin Kamara versus Tampa Bay?
Kamara.
It's pretty close.
It is close.
I'd go Chase Brown.
Chase Brown or Jalen Warren versus Green Bay? Huh? I didn't say Tyler.
Very good. I would go with Jalen Warren.
Yeah, I think Jalen's going to carry the ball more than 10 times, so I'll go Jalen.
Speaking of carrying the ball 10 times, Chase Brown or Ramondre Stevenson versus Cleveland?
They're back-to-back in my rankings, but I'll go with Brown.
I'll go with Stevenson because I think even much as I thought that Travion Henderson was going to be the guy that would start out carving the role as the lead back here, it looks like it's not going to be that way. It looks like Stevenson is doing the pumpkin carving here. So I'm going to go Stevenson.
Yeah, Ramondre is doing the carving and Henderson is the pumpkin.
He is definitely the pumpkin.
All right. You're starting both wide receivers. Thin week, balled out last week. What about Joe Flacco? Does he have any streaming appeal going up against the Jets?
A little. I mean, I have him at 17. There's enough decent streamers this week. Like, I think I would rather stream Aaron Rodgers. I would rather stream Tyrod. I'd rather stream Michael Penix.
Damn. Do you know who my three streamers are this week?
Nope.
Aaron Rodgers, Tyrod, and Michael Penix.
Nice. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Tyrod under 10% rostered, so it fit perfectly. All right, Mike, what do you think? Joe Flacco or those three guys that we mentioned, Tyrod, Penix, and Aaron Rodgers?
I'll go with Penix since I lost out on the two guys we were talking about on Tuesday. so I ended up with Michael Penix. My third option. So yeah, I need points, so I'm gonna go with Michael Penix here.
All righty, sounds good. So we all have the Bengals winning this one. Let's go on to Cleveland 2-5 at New England 5-2. New England 7.5 point home favorites, 40.5 point over under. David Njoku and Aiden Huntington are questionable for the Browns. For the Patriots, Kyle Duggar is questionable with a knee injury. We had a free space designation for the Browns, Quinshon and Fannin, and then I added and Njoku, or no?
I wouldn't play Njoku with as banged up as he is right now, and with Fannin's, you know, emergence, I don't think they need necessarily to push him. Not that he won't play hard or anything, obviously he will, but I just, they're not going to give him his normal snap load, I don't think, because why would they do that?
Yeah, I agree. Mike?
Agreed.
All right, start your Quinshon, start your Fannin. Quinshon might be in a sneaky bad situation, though, because he only runs the ball, so it might be a floor game for him.
Yeah, I have him outside my green must-start section. Mm-hmm. I still have him at 17, but yeah, you got to temper expectations.
All right, let's go on to Walker's question. It's about the wide receivers in New England.
Yeah, we underrated the Booty, man. Is Kayshon Booty kind of good?
I was talked down about Kayshon Booty with relative frequency.
Oh, I was not. I don't recall.
I think, well, here's the thing. I think this is a mirage. Kayshon Booty runs the most go routes in the NFL. And so those have been connecting over the last couple weeks. And they're not necessarily always going to connect. So the last 2 weeks, you've got, you know, 150 yard, or 148 yards and 3 touchdowns on 7 targets.
Yeah, you want to know who these 5 guys are in a row in my rankings, and you'll notice a theme with these guys, okay? We've got Kayshon Booty, Keon Coleman, Xavier Leggett, Pez Johnson, Alec Pierce.
Ooh, they could get you 1 point or 21 points.
That is correct.
Yeah, I think that Booty, it's just been connecting over the last couple games. That's all it is.
Is it actually Booty?
I think it's Kayshon Booty.
Oh. Well, I mean, obviously Booty is funnier, but like.
Yeah, let's see.
I would like to say his name correctly if I'm.
All right, here. I asked Kayshon Booty to clarify. Oh, wow. All right. I asked Kayshon Booty to clarify the pronunciation of his last name. He confirms it's Booty.
Let's go.
And has no idea why the national media has been calling him Booty. All right, then. Kayshon Booty it is.
It's my booty.
That's right. Hey, guess what? Everything's going bad in the world, but at least we got the best outcome there. Kayshon Booty. All right, Hunter Henry's had 3 bad weeks, but he's playing at home. He's good at home. Are we playing Hunter Henry this week?
No.
Oh, man. He hasn't been good in, 3 weeks now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think 4 weeks is just a little too long for him to be this bad. It's going to be a touchdown week for him.
So, oh, wow.
Yes, I'm gonna say go with Hunter Henry.
There are so many other guys I would rather start. That might be available. Fannin, Taylor, Juwan Johnson is weirdly low rostered. Ade Cotton,
Schultz.
I think Schultz might be a little too high rostered though.
That's possible.
Because he had 77 for 7 and 2 touchdowns last week. No, that was But was
he didn't have any touchdowns, but
he was 7 for 7. Yeah,
he had a ton of targets and catches. Yeah.
Yeah, so he probably made it last week. What were you going to say, Walker?
No, that was it. That's the end of the list of guys I would play over Henry, but
oh, okay.
Pretty long list, though.
Yeah. And then we talked about Ramondre a little bit. Like, you can play him. Don't play Travion Henderson. He's just a stash at this point. Stephon Diggs, volume wide receiver 3.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, fringe wide receiver 2, even in a thin week, I would say.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. We all have the Patriots winning. All right, let's talk Giants and Eagles. Giants are 2-5. Eagles are 5-2. They are 6.5-point home favorites, 43.5-point over under for the Giants. Chauncey Golston and Paulson Adebo are out. Javon Holland is doubtful. DJ Davidson, Brian Burns, and Graham Gano are questionable. For the Eagles, AJ Brown is out. Cam Jurgens, Brandon Graham, Aziz Ojulari, Jacorian Bennett, and Adoree Jackson are also all out. Brandon Graham says not injury related, which I put was on the couch.
Yeah, old.
Man needs to get up to speed. And Darius Cooper is questionable. Walker, your question for this game.
Are we ripping it with Jackson Fart in the Philly rematch?
Rip that fart.
I'm ripping that fart. He's been QB5 since he started, and that started going up against these Eagles. I have a feeling that, like, you're not going to get a huge game out of him, but last week, like, they lost, but he personally passed the test against a good Denver Broncos defense. So yeah. He's just like, he has nothing going on inside his head, so you can't trick him. So defenses don't matter.
Too stupid to fail.
Yeah, it's like if you play poker with somebody who's never played poker before, you're like, I can't read this guy, and it's because he has no idea what's going on. That's Jackson Fart. Yeah, exactly.
Just nothing getting through at all. He's just like, man, I don't know, I'm just doing random shit.
Yeah, you can't defend against vibes is what it is.
Except when you can, when he turns it over all the time.
Well, that's fine. That's minus 1 point, baby.
Yeah, or two, but yeah, I have Dart at 13. Like I definitely think he is playable.
All right, Mike, are you ripping darts?
Oh, I'm ripping a dart. Hell yeah!
Yeah, let's rip some darts. Cam Scataboo has become must start since becoming the starter. He's a top 10 running back since becoming a starter. What were you gonna say?
I said, check this out: Cam Scataboo over Saquon Barkley.
Yes, they were right to let Saquon Barkley go.
Let's not go too far.
Walker's like, whoa, hey.
Hang on.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but.
Yeah.
All right. What about Wandale Robinson? Wandale has been like the guy on this team since Jackson Dart has become quarterback. He has 26 targets over the last three games. Has 6 for 84 and 6 for 95 over the last two. Wandale Robinson, top 24 wide receiver?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do a quick
I have him right above Stephon Diggs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wandale or Xavier Worthy?
Wandale.
Worthy.
Wandale or T. Higgins?
Wandale.
Wandale.
Wandale or DJ Moore?
Wandale.
Wandale.
Wandale or Tetero McMillan with Andy Dalton?
Wandale, yeah.
Wandale over Tetero. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Not by much, but I agree.
Okay, fair enough. All right, I think that's it for the Giants. Mike, your question is about the run game in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so is Barkley going to bounce back in the top 10 after being MIA the last couple of weeks?
Walker, yes. I'll let you. You think so?
Yeah, I do have Scataboo above him, but it's barely. I have Scataboo at 7 and Barkley at 8.
Okay, I mean, it is a tough week, so it does minimize the number of like random guys you can get over him. Giants are a relatively neutral matchup.
Right. I mean, here are the 7 guys I have above him: Jonathan Taylor, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, Josh Jacobs, Devon Achane, DeAndre Swift, Cam Scataboo.
Okay. I do think that he scores at least double digit points, which he didn't do last time. Cause I think with the get around the goal line, they're going to do one of those little like, oh, it's tush push. No, it's not. And get him a touchdown. Cause it is against the Giants. So they're going to try to do that.
Yeah. All right. I could see both teams like butting heads on that, where Barkley has like a 3.7 yards per carry game, mm-hmm. but he scores twice.
Yeah. I think that that makes a lot of sense, because for him to do that, they're probably going to give him a couple of goal line carries, because he's just not ripping off 20. He doesn't have a 20-yard run this year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
19 for 67 and 2 touchdowns.
Catch 4 balls for 32 yards and you're going full mix in there, baby.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's the problem, is that when you get too many touches 1 year, the next year you go full mix in.
That's right. You never want to go full mix in. With no AJ Brown, is Devonta Smith must start?
Yes.
AJ Brown is out?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
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 I didn't know that. and to answer that question, absolutely.
All right. Devonta or Michael Pittman?
Oh, man.
Mike's distraught.
Totally distraught.
I think it's Devonta.
No, it can't be Devonta. It's always got to be Pittman.
Mike, you're not even picking the Colts to win this week.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you see my note in the doc, Mike?
No.
Walker put, come on, Mike.
Yeah, it's in little text, but it's right next to your Tennessee pick. It says, come on, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a trap game, right?
Yeah, and then I put LOL next to it, but the injuries notes. I like put the injury notes above the player notes specifically, so I didn't touch that. All right. Where were we? Devonta Smith there's not really an or. You're starting Devonta Smith. There's not enough players this week. Dallas Paydirt, you're starting him as well.
Correct, yeah.
All right, we all got the Eagles. Let's move on to the next one. Buffalo at Carolina. Buffalo's 4-2. Carolina's 4-3. Buffalo, 7.5-point favorites. 46.5-point over-under. Walker's deep sleeper, Josh Palmer, is out. So is Daquan Jones and Taylor Rapp. Dalton Kincaid, Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, and Maxwell Harrison are questionable. For the Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young is doubtful with an ankle injury, and I thought they already ruled him out. When I saw the doubtful today, I was like, I thought he was already out, but okay. Mike, you wanted to know about James Cook in this running back room.
Yeah, just like Barkley, is Cook going to bounce back after missing basically 2 weeks? And I'm looking at being outside the top 20. So is he going to be in the top 12 this week somewhere?
Oh, top 12. I think yes. So.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be by much. Carolina's defense is sneaky kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think he can get into the top 12 on a light week, yeah.
Yeah, it has more to do with like the guys around him falling off, like not playing this week, and it'll push him up the ranks a little bit. But like the Panthers, they've locked it down over the last couple weeks going up against Breece Hall and Javonte Williams in the run game. But before that, Von Achan, Trevion Henderson, Bijan and James Conner and Travis Etienne all had double digit days against them. So I'll give him top 20. He'll score a touchdown, but maybe not top 12.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do have him at 12, so I think it's going to be pretty close.
Okay. You have to pick a Bills receiver to start this week. Who is it?
Khalil Shakir,
Mike,
Keon Coleman.
All right, I'm gonna go
Tyrell Shavers.
Yeah, I was like, I can't think of a third wide receiver on this team. I was like, Mac Hollins. I was like, nope, he's in New England now. Yeah,
Curtis Samuel is still on the team.
Curtis Samuel. Oh, Elijah Moore.
There you go.
There we go. All right. Dalton Kincaid, I regret to inform you, you can start him this week. He's back. And Josh Allen, sneaky start of the week, Josh Allen for me.
Jesus Christ.
All right. My question is, we've got two Panthers running backs. How many of them are we starting? Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard.
I think you're definitely starting Dowdle. I think you can start Hubbard. Buffalo's defense isn't scary, especially with all it's pretty banged up. And Carolina is going to run the ball a lot, especially with Dalton at quarterback. But Hubbard just it looks like he's going to be the 45% of the committee. Plus, he still hasn't been back from his injury that long, so I would imagine he's a little less efficient. So, yeah, Dowdle must start. Hubbard, back end RB2, I would say.
All right, Mike, your thoughts.
Yeah, it's kind of what Walker's saying. You have to like Dowdle over Hubbard at this point. And so that being said, it just follows the line with Walker. So I agree with Walker.
All right. Before Tuba's injury, he was averaging 17 touches, 3 of them catches for just over 80 yards per game. Playing 69% of snaps. Nice. Last week, 14 carries, 31 yards, 2 catches for 24 yards on 53.5% of snaps. Rico Dowdle, we know what he did without Chuba. He broke the NFL in half without Chuba. We don't have to go over that. I was like 53 for 389. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's unacceptable. Last week, 17 for 79, 1 catch for 17 yards on 46.5% of snaps. I agree with the, I would start Rico over Chuba. You're probably not in a situation where you can play, where you can get away from Chuba. The Bills do allow the 6th most fantasy points to running backs. And these following combos, if you squint and give Ollie Gordon 2 more yards, have double-digit days. Kendre Miller and Alvin Kamara. Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier and Devon Achan and Ollie Gordon, but Ollie Gordon only had 9.8. So for this week, I'm going to ask you both to rank these 5 running backs, okay?
God. All righty.
Well, it's because I did I did Chuba, this guy, or Dowdle. Chuba, this guy, or Dowdle. And I was like, why don't we just rank the 5? All right, we got Chuba. We got Dowdle.
Yeah.
Kamara.
Uh-huh.
Marks.
Yep.
And Bill.
Okay. We're going to go Dowdle at 1. Kamara at 2. Chuba at 3. Bill at 4. And Marks at 5.
Okay. Mike, rank the 5. Again, Chuba, Dowdle, Kamara, Marks, and Bill.
I think Dowdle definitely number 1.
Without a Dowdle.
Without a Dowdle.
Indeed.
Chuba number 2.
Okay.
Kamara 3. JCM 4. And Marks 5.
All right. Is Xavier Legette going beast mode again this week? 9 for 92 and a touchdown last week.
Has he ever had back-to-back weeks where he's any good? I don't know.
I told you he had 15 targets in weeks 1 and 2 combined?
Are you lying to me?
14 in 1 week?
Nope. He had 7 targets in week 1, 8 targets in week 2, and he turned those into 4 catches for 8 yards combined.
Jesus Christ.
Long of 9, baby.
No, I don't think he's going to repeat 9 for 92 and a touchdown.
Okay. I concur. I think you have to be very desperate to play Xavier Legette this week. All right. Tedrawan McMillan, we've already gone over. Andy Dalton, I mean, God bless you if you got to start Andy Dalton. If you're in a 2 quarterback league, there's so many buys, you might be doing it. Yeah.
It's not the worst start you can make this week. Like, I would rather start Andy Dalton than Mac Jones.
That was literally who I was going to ask.
Yeah, no offense to Jeff, but...
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Alrighty.
I'd rather start Andy Dalton over CJ Stroud as well, to be fair.
Damn. Where's Andy Dalton for you this week? Like 16?
18.
18? Okay. Alrighty, we all got the Bills in this one. Let's move on to Walker's sneaky banger of the week. For this one, we got Chicago 4-2 at Baltimore 1-6. Baltimore 6.5-point home favorites, 50.5-point over under. Injuries in this one: no Roshan Johnson, Cole Kmet, Braxton Jones, Kyler Gordon, or Tyreek Stevenson for the Bears. So if there is a Hail Mary, they might be able to defend it. DeAndre Swift, Austin Booker, Eamon Ogbonigbemiga, and Cairo Santos are all questionable. Lamar Jackson is questionable, looking like he's going to play in this one. Roquan's back. Ronnie Stanley's back. Kyle Hamilton's back. So a lot of the guys coming back for Baltimore. my question, which I realized I forgot to do the prep work for, is I scrolled through this list like three times. Are we getting Give slash Demont with Swift and Monongai? And Walker, thank you for deleting the note. That was for you. Where we have these two guys where DeAndre Swift is the like dynamic guy and Monongai is just the hammer back. Last week, Monongai 13 for 81 and a touchdown. Two catches, 13 yards, not much. But DeAndre Swift on a two-game heater. Over 140 total yards each of the last two games, totaling over 300 yards over the last two. Are we seeing this kind of develop with Monongai and DeAndre Swift, or was last week kind of a 1 week wonder with Monongai?
I think I need to see it more than once for okay. a seventh round pick. I got to be convinced of it before I'm playing Monongai. I have him at, and this is a great matchup against Baltimore, but I have him at 28. Just on the very fringes of like flex play. Swift is still the clear leader, and I think he will take advantage of this matchup. But in terms of usage, I think it's going to be somewhat similar to Gibbs Montgomery, but I still think Chicago will probably run a few less plays, therefore a few less rushes, and I think Swift will get a slightly bigger portion of it than what Gibbs does in like percentage wise, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
Mike, going up against the Baltimore Ravens, the second ranked defense in allowing fantasy points to running backs, are you okay flexing Kyle Monongai this week?
Yeah for sure.
Desperate times. There's a lot There's a lot of yes to this episode because we've all set our lineups this week and went, oh good god, what is happening to my roster?
Yes. Out, injured, bye week.
Yeah. Yep. Not great, folks. Kyle Monongai or Breshard Smith?
Oh, that's a good question. Breshard had a okay week last week. I like Breshard. Why not?
Okay. Walker?
Monongai.
I'm also going to go Monongai. Kyle Monongai or Tyjae Spears at Indianapolis, who Mike has winning this week. I'm sorry, the Titans he has winning this week. I would
that's
like
right. Let's go Titans. No, I can't believe I
did. Oh!
Whoa!
Mike said, let's go Titans!
I can't believe I just said that.
Wow.
I would go with Kyle Monongai.
What's next? Walker being a Packers fan with photographic evidence?
Jeff with his horrible Photoshop.
Wearing a cheese head.
Yeah, that's right. Wearing not just a cheese head, but Elon Musk's cheese head.
It's truly heinous what he's done to me, folks.
Sorry, I had in my mind bank a picture of Elon Musk in the exact same position that your head was, and I was like, perfect. See, I see the world in Photoshop opportunities. Photoshop opportunities, they call it.
Photoshop opportunities. Jesus Christ, that's pretty good.
All right. DJ Moore. How do we feel about DJ Moore this week? He's been really scuffling. He seems to be the big question mark for the Chicago Bears. Last couple weeks, 3 for 43 last week, 3 for 42 the week before, 4 for 38 the week before. 4 for 21 the week before that. He is doing tight end blob numbers, basically.
The shit doing numbers. The numbers.
The numbers.
4 for 32. Unfortunately, it's such a thin week and such a good matchup that I think you can play DJ Moore, especially in three wide receiver leagues.
All right. Mike?
I agree.
All right. Roma Dunze. He's been scuffling lately as well. Just 2 for 31 last week, 2 for 32 the week before, coming off of back-to-back 60-plus yard games with a score. Roma Dunze, are we going to start him this week? Been scuffling lately.
Yeah, I think you got to start him. I mean, Baltimore's been too poor on defense this year to risk not taking advantage of a potential huge game.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Ask me that question one more time, please.
Coming off back-to-back poor weeks, poor outings, are we starting Roma Dunze this week?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He has not been good the last couple
of weeks. No, he hasn't.
And then, but you got Baltimore here, so I think he'll bounce back.
All right. So Mike going bounce back, Walker going, don't want to miss out on it. With no Colston Loveland, I'm sorry, with no Cole Kmet, are we doing Colston Loveland?
Why not? Roll the dice.
I'm not doing that.
All right. Mike's rolling the dice. Walker is not. I am not rolling the dice. I tricked Mike into agreeing, just like Walker tricked me into fence sitting. Ridiculous. Alrighty. Let's see. Caleb Williams. I think he's like an okay streamer, but he's too high rostered. Like he's too high rostered for what he does. He should be in the streamer ranks.
He should be like right on the edge of your streamer article.
That's right. You should be edging Caleb Williams.
Hmm. I wouldn't say it like that. I have him at QB8. Now, reminder, this is an extremely thin week, so.
And is this, do you still take Thursday night guys out?
No. Okay. I leave him in now because I realize that for reference, it's
very difficult to, yeah. All right. So that's it. That's it for the Chicago Bears. Football Absurdity Podcast going on and on about the Bears. A football absurdity product doing that? Never. All right, Mike, let's talk about the Ravens.
Ravens, yeah. I different formed this question like 5 times while we were talking. Finally landed on one. Lamar Jackson, back to form or a lot of handoffs?
Well, I think Lamar Jackson has some high potential this week, folks. If anybody's seen the video of Lamar, have you seen the video of Lamar Jackson?
Is he smoking weed or something?
Bro was stoned off his ass at like a food truck.
I mean, this doesn't surprise me.
It's just very funny.
Yeah.
All right. I think that they will. You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I'm going to start him and just see what happens, to be honest with you.
You have to start him. It's Lamar. I mean, and Chicago isn't like a scary defense by any means. They're fine, but certainly not good enough to be warranting any worry about Lamar. If Lamar plays, you play him.
Correct. All right. And then Derrick Henry, if he plays, you play him.
Mike, what do you think about this one?
Well, this is why I changed my question with Derrick Henry. Because 2 of his 3 weeks were not good, but last week was pretty right on. Looked like a Derrick Henry week against the Rams. So I think they're gonna if they're gonna give a little bit of runway for Lamar Jackson, they're gonna definitely hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. So I say, yeah, go with Derrick Henry.
I think that on a thin week, even though, like, even if he's not capital D, capital H, Derrick Henry, it's hard to get away from him. So you're firing up Derrick Henry. I also think you're firing up Zay Flowers. What about Mark Andrews?
Oh, I dumped that dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I have Andrews at 10. You can play him, but he's not super exciting.
Yeah, I think it's like, well, I don't have any other options. What about Andrews or Fannin?
Fannin.
Well, let's just do this. Who's between Andrews and Kittle for you, Walker? Because we already did this.
Who's between Andrews and Kittle?
Yeah, because we already did all the guys I was going to do.
Literally only Mason Taylor.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I realized I was going to ask all the same guys, but you said Andrews was 10 and Kittle was 12, so I just needed to know who 11 was to figure out the rest. So
yes.
Alrighty. And that's it for the Ravens. All right. We all have Baltimore winning this game. Next game up, Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Tampa Bay 5-2, New Orleans 1-6, Tampa Bay 5.5-point. Road favorites, 48.5-point over under. Bucky Irving, Chris Godwin, Luke Haggard, and Hassan Reddick are all out for the Buccaneers. Vita Vea is questionable. Not listed on this, but Mike Evans officially went on IR. You can drop him. I don't know if I dropped him in Lion Blood League. I think I did. No injuries for the Saints. If nobody's good enough to play, nobody's good enough to get hurt. All right, Walker, your question is about Tez Johnson.
Yeah, is he a top 30 receiver until the return of Rod Godwin?
First of all, great callback.
Thank you.
Rod, for those who don't know his actual first name, his name is Rodwin Godwin.
It's just Rod.
I think so. Especially because like this week it's a thin week. Next week it's not as thin, but you're still out four teams. I still think, yeah, he's a top 30 guy. I mean, he's produced in two games with opportunity.
Mike?
Yeah, like Jeff said, I think he's producing when given the opportunity to do so. And he got Godwin out, and also Mike Evans is out. Here, you know, Mika Ibuka and Tez Johnson are the new dudes, and I think Johnson definitely has a great shot at being top 30.
First of all, Rob Gronkowski voice, Amika Igbubu. He called him Amika Igbubu. Because the man's brain don't work right.
Not really.
I think that he's top 30. And the answer is Walker.
I did not have him top 30.
Oh,
interesting.
In a garbage week.
Both incorrect. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just don't trust it. I mean, his good week 2 weeks ago was on one catch. I'd like to see him catch more than like four passes before I'm playing him.
Okay, that's fair enough. I have him in the streamers this week just because it's I mean, the Saints are sneaky better than you think, but they're still bad.
Yeah, I mean, like your streamer options are like, I mean, Alec.
Kendrick Bourne too high. Alec, I'm not touching him until he does something. Let's see. This week I got
Johnson, Alec yep. Pierce, maybe.
Yep, Alec Pierce.
Calvin Austin III.
Nope. Josh Reynolds.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, he'll put up like a classic Jacoby Myers game.
6 for 57.
That's right.
On all right. 10 targets.
Yep, Rashad White, you're playing. Baker, you're playing. Amika Buka, you're playing. And Cade Otton. How are we feeling about Cardio Cade?
Jeff, I'd like to direct you to my rankings page. When you get there, you'll see, when you scroll down to the tight ends, you'll see Cade Otton and his ranking.
All right, going to footballabsurdity.com. I would like you
to read off word that's next to Cade Otton, and that's my answer for the question.
Cade Otton. Damn, that's good, Walker. For reference, Walker's list goes rank, name, and then opponent. So it says 15, Cade Otton. No.
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 No soup for you.
No soup for you. All right.
Absolutely not.
All right, so let's go to the other side. Oh, let's ask this. Cardio Cade or Juwan Johnson?
Oh, you got Juwan one spot ahead, baby.
Let's go. Let's go, let's go. Cardio Cade or Smash McDoubles?
Oh, we got to go with Smash McDoubles, man.
Okay.
That's Travis Kelce.
Oh, Mike wasn't on that episode. That's Travis Kelce, Mike. Smash McDoubles. Oh,
okay. Smash McDoubles.
Yep.
It's a reference to a silly post.
Yeah.
So he's like a guy at the rec gym.
Yeah. So Mike, the post is that a guy's playing a pickup basketball and a guy does a spin move and Smash McDoubles fall out of his pocket. And Walker and I were regarding Travis Kelce's wonderful spin, old man spin moves. And we started to call him Smash McDoubles because of that.
Smash McDoubles. I love it.
Yeah. I think that was on the last step. But anyways, Smash McDoubles. Been. Yeah. Smash McDoubles or Cardio Cade.
Smash McDoubles.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not stealing. Shout out Danny Carter for Cardio Cade. Great nickname. Well, it's because remember I was like, Cade Otton is running too many routes, and he doesn't do anything.
You can't put in the paper that you're stealing from Danny Carter.
No. Oh God, he'll know. He knows everything that happens online. All right. My question is on the Saints, Alvin Kamara or Juwan Johnson in the flex? So Alvin Kamara over the last three, he is averaging 10 carries for 29 yards, four catches for 25 yards, no touchdowns, but no Kendre Miller anymore. Juwan Johnson over the last three, averaging three catches for 37 yards, but five for 79 last week. So Alvin Kamara or Juwan Johnson in the flex this week?
Wow. We're down to that, huh?
We're down bad, Mike. We're down bad. Yikes.
Jeff, not beating the allegations of setting up an easy question so that Alvin Kamara could get a win.
Actually, it's Jeff left with the Saints and going, oh, God, this is terrible.
I know. I would go with Kamara over Johnson if you're choosing between the two.
So would I.
All righty. Chris Olave has developed into a must-start wide receiver. Rashid Shaheed is a desperation flex. He belongs in that Keon Coleman group that Walker had.
He can get you one
a little above. So yeah, 1 or 21 is the group.
Rashid Shaheed will get you 5 or 21.
You could call that group the aces because they're either high or low.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. See what I did there? All right. And then Spencer Rattler. I mean, you could do worse in a 2-quarterback league.
Yeah, you could. I mean, I could certainly be doing worse in the league I have him in.
Oh, shut up, Walker. Walker getting auto drafted Spencer Rattler and dominating the Riders League.
Getting auto drafted Spencer Rattler and Tyreek Hill, who I had to drop. Because I hate him. Because, and then he got hurt anyway.
Yeah, you hate him, and then his leg went the wrong direction. Oh!
What?
Who was that? Blake Snell just popped somebody. Oh, is that Varsho?
Yeah.
All right. Alrighty. And that's it for the Saints. Let's talk about Dallas and Denver. Dallas 3-3-1, Denver 5-2. Denver 3.5-point home favorites, 49.5-point over under. DeMarvian Overshown is out for Dallas, as is Trevon Diggs, Siobhan Revelle, and Donovan Wilson, Ajani Cornelius, Tyler Guyton, Cooper Beebe, Marshawn Nyland, and Wanya Thomas are all questionable for Denver. There are no injuries listed on their injury report. So Mike, your question is about George Pickens.
George Pickens, top 24?
I think so.
I think so.
Because now I do think the Riley Moss is awful stuff is overblown. I think he gets targeted an inordinate amount because Surtain is on the other side. And he's largely fine, but because he gets targeted so much at like an average success rate, he ends up giving up a lot of stats. Mm-hmm. And I think therefore it's going to be a good Pickens game.
Yeah, I think that they figured out how to use George Pickens. Happy learned how to putt. It's like, George Pickens learned how to not just run a go route down the sideline.
Yeah, I think he's going to have like 5 for 86. And if he doesn't score, then he was like wide receiver 29. And if he does score, then he was wide receiver like 13.
I concur. You're starting him this week.
Yeah.
Mike, your thoughts on your own question?
Well, yeah, I think you still get him out there. It's going to be a tough one against Denver, but I think he's definitely at least flex worthy.
All right. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, both must start. Same with Javonte on a short week. Same with Big Ferg.
Yep.
Pretty straightforward. We're getting very dangerously close to Dallas being a start all free space team.
When they have good matchups, it kind of is that way. Yeah.
Yeah. With the Eagles last year, we're like, fuck them, start them all. All right. So let's go to the other side. Walker wants to know about my least favorite guys.
Yeah, you're always shitting on Troy Franklin and Marvin Mims. Like you guys, you don't pay attention to these guys. They're terrible.
First of all, Troy Franklin is terrible, and Marvin Mims, I'm a jilted lover. So
right, I'm just saying, can we entertain starting these guys because the week is so short? As you said,
week is short. Dallas is like the worst defense in the history of the National Football League.
Yeah, they're awful at guarding downfield passes, which Denver does a shit ton of.
Yeah, So yeah, I would go with, it looks like recently, Troy Franklin has been the guy getting the deep targets, the air yards. So I'll go with Troy Franklin this week. Did you know that he was teammates with Bo Nix?
I did. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mike, what do you think? Do you think you can play either or Franklin or Mims?
Choosing between either one of those guys?
Or both if you want to, or neither.
I think if anyone has the shot, it's probably Franklin. But yeah, I'm not really interested in either one of those guys.
Okay.
All right, Walker, what do you think about your own question?
I have Troy Franklin at 32 and Marvin Mims at 37.
All right, cool. Quick break in the action. Blue Jays are up 3-2. Bases loaded, hey. No outs.
Let's go, baby. Let's go,
baby.
Blake Snell has been run from the game in the bottom of the sixth.
Hell
run,
yeah.
Like, thrown out?
No, like run, like he gave up, it was bases loaded with no outs, and they're like, get the hell out of here.
Gotcha. Okay. I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, huh? But no.
Yeah, he got tossed for being bad at pitching tonight.
100 pitches and only 5-plus innings.
Sounds like Blake Snell to me.
Blake Snell.
That's right. That is absolutely correct. All right. Elsewhere on the Broncos, you're starting Javonte. You're starting Cortland Sutton. You're starting Bosef Nix, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's it. This is, I thought this would be the sneaky banger of the week, to be honest.
It's not sneaky enough, in my opinion.
It's not sneaky enough, but not enough to be game of the week.
It's not quite game of the week to me. No, I think that the records and the narrative of the other game are better.
Why? What annoying guy going against his annoying old team is in the other game?
We'll have to wait and find out.
Ooh, we'll find out. All right. Walker and I have Dallas winning. Mike, you have the Denver Broncos winning this one.
I do.
Wow. I mean, they are favored,
to be fair. So,
here's my thought on it. Did they give up over 30 points to Jackson Dart last week? Let's do that as a floor for Dak Prescott this week.
Yeah, that could be. That's fair.
All righty.
A floor for Dak Prescott.
That's right. Let's talk about Mike's boys, the Tennessee Titans, who Mike said, let's go Titans. Earlier in the podcast, folks, you heard it.
I can't. Oh, I'll never let that. Oh, no.
Titans 1-6. Colts 6-1. Indianapolis, oh, my God, 14.5-point favorites. 47.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one. Titans, Bryce Oliver, Calvin Ridley, Blake Hance, Jeffrey Simmons out, Arden Key, Xavier Woods questionable. For the Colts, Samson Ebukam, Jalen Jones are out, and Tyquan Lewis is questionable. The Titans are a free space team. Good luck. You probably end up having to start Tony Pollard and or Tyjae Spears and or Elik Iomanor this week. Oh, my God. I swallowed that name. Let's try that again. Elik Iomanor.
Iomanor.
Iomanor. Got there. Woo. But don't do it if you can help it. Mike, let's talk about the other side. Let's talk about Tyler Warren, baby.
Yeah, is he going to be top 5 this week?
Walker? Yes, and he's not going to be top, and he's not going to be 5 or 4 or 3 or 2.
Yeah, I got to see when I saw Walker's ranks. Yeah.
Let's go.
Tyler Warren, folks.
We're going to go with 8 catches for 106 yards and a touchdown.
Let's go.
Damn, destroying the Tennessee Titans. I'm in a very much like start all your Colts situation this week. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, RB1 on the season. Yeah. I'm guessing RB1 on the week, Walker.
Yep.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, obviously. Daniel Jones is going to have a good game. Michael Pittman's going to have a good game. I like Alec Pierce in this one. Titans give up a ton they give up the 6th highest yards per target on passes going 20 plus air yards downfield. So I like Alec Pierce in this one. And Josh Downs is back, but I guess.
Emmett Sheehan walks Nathan Lucas 4-2.
Disgusting.
Blue Jays.
Let's go, disgusting baby. Display. Let's
go.
The Los Angeles Dodgers. More like the Los Angeles Frodgers, folks.
We're hearing it.
You're hearing it more and more. All right. That's it for that game. Walker and I have the Colts. Mike has the Tennessee Titans because it's been working all year, so he's not going to stop.
It has. No, I'm not going to stop. That's correct.
All right. Walker's game of the week. My annoying-ass game of the week. Green Bay Packers 4-1-1, Pittsburgh Steelers 4-2, Green Bay 3.5 point road favorites, 44.5 point over under. I did not mean to put Green Bay to win this one.
I was gonna say, how do neither of you believe in the dark magic of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, my thought was, Aaron Rodgers is gonna be super annoying and win this one. I was like, so Green Bay wins. I was like, wait, hold on. That's why I was just like, wrong team. All right. And this is why the Packers will lose. No Dontavian Wicks, folks.
That's right.
No Lucas Van Ness either. Matthew Golden is questionable, as is Christian Watson, Warren Brinson, Devontae Wyatt, and Brandon McManus for the Steelers. He goes by Scott now, I guess. Scotty Miller's is out with a finger injury. Will Howard, Zach Frazier, and Malik Harrison are all questionable. And Walker, you want to know how Rodgers will do 9/11 to the Packers?
This is what's going to happen to the Packers.
Joke's on you, Walker. That does not show up in the recording for some reason. So
Aaron Rodgers did 9/11.
There we go. We got it again. So Aaron Rodgers is going to do 9/11 to the Green Bay Packers.
That's correct. He is going to knock down the two towers of the Packers defense.
Wow.
Really, I just wanted to do the joke, but my actual question is, can you play Matthew Golden?
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather start Alec Pierce.
I wouldn't, but I can understand that, yes.
You can understand the sentiment?
Yes.
Okay, it's now 5-0 Toronto. Base is still loaded, still no outs.
5-2.
Oh, sorry, 5-2. I was looking at outs when I said nothing. 5-2.
Yeah.
They're singling the Dodgers to death.
George Springer up to bat. So is it good when you're down 3 runs, you have loaded the bases with nobody out, and one of the best postseason hitters of all time is stepping to the plate?
It's good if you're the Blue Jays. All right. I would not start Matthew Golden this week if I could help it.
Mike? Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was hoping he'd do more, be more, but he really hasn't. He hasn't done much at all. I don't even know. I don't think he scored a touchdown this year. I don't think you can count on him.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, Romeo Doubs, I feel like, is a must, like, top 30 guy this week.
Yeah, I have him at 26.
26. Okay. Yeah. I think that he's much more reliable. Josh Jacobs, you're going to start. Jordan Love's like falling into being a top 15 guy just because of there's nobody else playing.
The situation.
Yeah. The general situation.
Yeah. I have him at 11.
Okay. And Tucker Kraft, of course.
Must start.
All right. The other side, free space team, Warren, DK, and 2 QB Rodgers. I'm not too worried about Micah Parsons because Aaron Rodgers loves to quick throw. So yeah. they'll probably just quick throw away from Micah to neutralize him is probably what they're going to do. And that's it. I am not believing in the 2-touchdown Pat Freiermuth game last week. Sorry.
No, God, no.
Yeah. Is it good when it's you're up by 3 runs with 1 out, bases loaded, and postseason hero Addison Barger? I don't know. I was making Walker's joke, but different. All right. Steelers are going to win.
I think so, too. The Rodgler is going to do it.
The Rodgler. Mike loves the Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
All right, Monday Night Football, Washington Commanders, 3-4, travel to KC to take on the 4-3 Chiefs. KC, 9.5 point home favorites, 48.5 point over-under. Debo and Scary Terry are practicing in full. Jaden Daniels is out. It's Marcus Mariota season, and Kareem Hunt did not practice for the Chiefs. No official injury reports. Same caveat I give every week, Monday Night Football. Walker has a very interesting question.
Are we starting any Commanders with confidence with Mariota as the quarterback?
With one with confidence, I got one guy. Mike, who's your favorite Washington Commander?
Zach Ertz, baby.
That's right.
See, I'm not even starting Ertz with confidence. Casey's really good against tight ends.
Yeah, but it's going to be a pure volume thing.
Is it, though? I mean, because the two other receivers are healthy.
Sure, but the two other receivers are also going to get they're going to get the clamps.
Well, I worry that Mariota at this point in his career against this KC defense, it could just be like a nightmare.
It's possible. I mean, but name one time that this KC defense like absolutely dominated a team to the point where they had more points than the other team had first downs. I'm sorry, plays. I meant to say plays, not first downs. Was it
It was last week, yeah.
5-6 days ago?
One of those things.
I believe in, I'm a Mariota truther. I think that.
Yeah, I know.
I think that Mariota is perfectly, I think he's perfectly cromulent. Like he's above like a Spencer Rattler. And I think that Geno is completely washed. So I think that we're going to see something different this week than what we saw last week. Do I think that the 9.5 points is an easy like line to take? Yes. I think the Chiefs dominate in this game, but I think that the Commanders do put up a fight. It's going to be like 21-35, 24-35, something like that. I'm still taking the I think KC's going to dominate offensively, and then it's going to be they're going to take their foot off the gas, blah blah blah. They're going to, you know, and then the Commanders will do the BS little comebacks. Yeah, so I don't think this is going to be a good game at all, but I will start Zach Ertz.
Barger hit a grand slam.
Are you serious? Baby.
Oh, man. Two Blue Jays.
I'm behind. Anyways, I will probably start Debo as a wide receiver 3. I don't want to start Scary Terry in his first game back. I do not want to do that. And if I can help
I don't want to either, but guess what I'm doing in home league?
Starting Scary Terry?
That would be correct.
I don't want to start JCM, but I'm probably going to have to.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys. Thing. Addison Barger just hit a grand slam.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I have Kroski Merritt at 25.
Yeah. He's not done well with his opportunities. And I said it, cause I was the JCM guy and I was like, great. He should be a flex. And everybody's like, he's a running back too. I don't know about that. I don't think he's a running back too. All right. Hold on. Got to put a very important post. Los Angeles, Rodgers, IMO. All right. Is Rashee Rice a top 5 fantasy wide receiver?
This week, yeah. Going forward, I don't want to go that far.
Rashee Rice or Justin Jefferson with Carson Wentz?
I gotta go Rice.
Jefferson. I think the touchdown luck will even out eventually.
Rashee Rice or... Okay, so he's obviously behind Chase with Joe Flacco saving Chase this season. He's behind CeeDee Lamb. Is he behind Amon-Ra?
Yeah.
Okay. Walker or Mike, what do you think? Is he behind Amon-Ra?
Yeah, he's behind... Yeah.
Okay. What about Drake London?
No, I mean, I would say he's behind like Chase, Jefferson, Lamb, St. Brown, Puka, Smith and Jigba.
Oh, wow. Smith and Jigba. Okay. And we're obviously assuming Puka comes back from injury sooner rather than later with that.
Yeah, I would figure this coming week, like the Rams are off this week, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Next week, I don't know if he'll play, but I think that if he doesn't, that'll be his last week off.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then with the injury to Kareem Hunt, are we going back to Isaiah Pacheco?
I think he can. I mean, he's my RB 24 on the week. It's a fine play. It's not exciting. It's probably not going to be super, super fruitful, but I could see him getting you double digit points for sure.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
What's the question again? Sorry.
About Pacheco.
What about that dude?
Is he going to be playable this week?
Well, he's like, what, like 13 for 45, like every week or something like that. 13 for 30. Nah, I don't want to play that dude.
Okay. Really fair. I do not believe in the Breshard Smith line from last week. The fourth quarter was just Gardner Minshew handing off to him. So, Smash McDoubles, you're probably going to play. We talked about him earlier. Patrick Mahomes, you're going to play. Xavier Worthy. Do we think they get Xavier Worthy a little bit more involved this week?
I do. I don't believe really in this Washington defense all that much. I think they can get Worthy involved down, you know, across the field or down the field at least once and on some shorter stuff where he can get some yak.
Knowing my luck, since I just dropped him, yeah, he'll probably be pretty active.
Mike said, Xavier, you are not worthy.
You are not worthy.
you're going to be excited again soon, Jeff.
Oh, I stopped watching. I was like, this game's over.
Alejandro Kirk hit a home run. So it's
oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That is a 9 spot in the bottom of the sixth.
Can they retroactively put the Brewers in the World Series? Funny. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode of the Football Absurdity Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back on Tuesday to recap this week's episode, this week's games, and also the inevitable Toronto Blue Jays sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, God, I would hope so. Hell yeah. God. That'd be so awesome.
Incredible.
So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.